Good afternoon, and thank you for your time for this interview. First of all, I would like you to introduce yourself and tell us what your role is within the school.
Mm-hmm. So my name is Jonathan Smith, and I'm the school director for technology enhanced learning in Isley.
Mm-hmm.
So that responsibility takes up about 50% of my time.
Uh-huh.
So the mm-hmm. rest of the time I'm either teaching on programmes or course directing on programmes.
Mm-hmm.
And in my TEL role, what I'm trying to do is to promote the use of technology in teaching and learning,
mm-hmm.
and to support development projects within Isley that have a TEL dimension, to agree with colleagues' priorities for developments in TEL, to carry out training as and when we identify training needs, training which is not necessarily provided by CQSD TEL.
Uh-huh.
So that's often training that's quite specific to language teaching and learning.
Yes, excellent. Okay, Jonathan, as you know, the university is moving to this electronic management of assessment. I'm sure you're aware of what that is.
Mm-hmm.
What is your experience in that area? Because you work with Blackboard and you
right.
also work with electronic submission of assessment.
Yeah.
And
most of my teaching has been on the pre-sessional programme, and we take an approach to the teaching of writing skills in which students produce drafts of essays, submit those drafts to teachers. Teachers provide feedback on those drafts, and then students edit their essays in response to that feedback. So the feedback that we are producing on written work is formative feedback,
mm-hmm.
and we expect students to respond to that feedback, and we're looking for response to the feedback in future drafts. So before we started using Grademark, the way that I would produce feedback would be that I'd have students submit a printed copy of their essay draft, and I would annotate that draft by hand using a marking code to indicate the types of errors.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be writing a few handwritten underlinings and a few symbols to indicate the types of error,
mm-hmm.
might possibly be writing one or two words onto their script. And then what I'd also do would be to underline a number sections of their text and then word process feedback. So I would have numbers on their scripts, and then in my word process feedback I'd have comments under those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd also be writing what we call global feedback on things like task achievement, organisation of ideas, range and accuracy of use of grammar and vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing that with Word. Very occasionally I'd also use the comments feature in Word to do all of the feedback electronically. But one of the things that I found was that I was typing the same words and phrases again and again and again. And about 5 or 6 years ago, and this was well before it became adopted in the university, a group of pre-sessional staff attended a conference in Southampton in which colleagues at other universities were using Grademark, and almost unanimously we decided that this was something that we really wanted to use. It looked mm-hmm. as if it was something which we could save us time producing feedback and produce feedback of a more consistent quality. And we had to wait for a couple of years before it became available here at Reading. So, I was ready for Grademark, and mm-hmm. I didn't have any kind of doubts about the value mm-hmm. of Grademark mm-hmm. myself. Mm-hmm. And there were other colleagues that felt the same. On the other hand, there were colleagues who weren't as enthusiastic about Grademark for a variety of reasons. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But my perception is that on the pre-sessional programme, the number of people that are converting to Grademark, mm-hmm. who are recognising its potential, is growing. Uh-huh. So we're kind of building momentum within the pre-sessional programme on
Excellent.
The use of mm-hmm. Grademark.
Okay. Have you had any challenges in this transition to use Grademark? What have you encountered as...
Yes. Certainly, some of the ways that Grademark works are a little bit clunky. So, for example, if you're working in Word and you want to highlight a word, you just double-click on it and it's highlighted. Uh-huh. Well, mm-hmm. that doesn't work in Grademark. You've got to position the mouse at the beginning of the word, drag across to highlight the word. Mm-hmm. And that's really just fractionally time-consuming, fractionally more time-consuming than double-clicking, and it's a little bit more difficult to do. Mm-hmm. The other thing that if we're indicating that a word is missing, then with handwritten feedback, you just put in a little kind of upward pointing arrow in the space where mm-hmm. the word should go. But it's very, very difficult to highlight a small one character space in
yeah.
Grademark.
Yeah.
So that doesn't
yeah.
work
yeah.
well. There were problems with Grademark freezing from time to time mm-hmm. and losing work. Those problems seem to have been ironed out, and it seems to be much more stable.
Mm-hmm.
And there are definitely issues around the amount of time that you spend at a keyboard. And I think it is really essential that you've got the right kind of setup if you're going to be doing a lot of this work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's in your own interest to ensure that all the health and safety...
Yeah.
Policies, you know, are adhered to. You know, make sure that your chair is at the right height, that you know
yeah.
your elbows and your hands are mm-hmm. comfortable with the keyboard, that you've got mm-hmm. a big enough display to do it on. That's definitely an
mm-hmm.
issue, and
mm-hmm.
you know, doing feedback with Grademark on a laptop, for example, is something that I just wouldn't consider doing.
Yeah, okay.
I'd have to do it on a desktop.
Yes, that's interesting. Very good. And what are the advantages? How has your life in marking been improved by using...
Well, when I have given the feedback that I produced mm-hmm. using Word
yes.
back to students, and they're going over that feedback, they're reading through it and asking me questions,
mm-hmm.
then sometimes they'll point out that that there are typos in my feedback.
Uh-huh.
and by using Quick Marks, for example, you can eliminate typos in
yes.
Quick Marks. But
yes.
So there are fewer typos, mm-hmm. You know, I think in theory, if you really take a lot of care over the clarity of your quick marks,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
then the comprehensibility of your feedback should be better mm-hmm. in Grademark
mm-hmm.
than if you're writing it all from scratch.
Yeah.
I think there is a risk of overusing the quick marks and not producing enough individualised,
yes.
tailor-made feedbacks. There mm-hmm. is a risk of that, but I think
you have to be aware of
you
that.
Just have to be aware of that, yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think the comprehensibility of the feedback is better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it saves time, because my feeling is that irrespective of which approach you take to producing feedback, you spend the same amount of time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I would spend roughly half an hour giving feedback on a script of 500 to 600 words,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
whether I was doing it by hand or through Word or through Grademark.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think it's just that it's kind of tidier and more comprehensible. I think those are the main advantages.
What has the student response to the feedback provided through Blackboard?
I think we're still in the very early days in the process of getting feedback from students on how they feel about receiving feedback through Grademark. But I do have here some findings of a course evaluation that we conducted at the end of summer term on the pre-sessional programme. And we do course evaluations online using the Bristol Online Survey. And we asked a number of questions about electronic feedback. And I'm quoting here, 87% of students expressed the view that in general feedback from teachers was useful or very useful. 84.9% of the students felt that getting feedback through Blackboard was useful or very useful. So about 85% said they thought, I mean, when we're talking about feedback through Blackboard, mm-hmm. we're talking about Grademark here. Then there's some more feedback about the comments that students wrote. 45 mm-hmm. students wrote their own comments about receiving feedback through Blackboard.
Mm-hmm.
62% of those comments were positive.
Mm-hmm.
And that apparently only two of those 45 students gave negative comments mm-hmm. about feedback. So I'm assuming the other 30-something percent were fairly neutral in their responses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So here's some quotations. Very useful application for students to check and understand own mistakes. It really helped to improve our writing skills.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is very good idea for Blackboard. We can see our feedback clearly and directly.
Mm-hmm.
It's very useful, clear and convenient. So,
yes, yeah. I can see it's positive. Yes.
So this is some feedback that we've had in course evaluations. I'd quite like to do some research sort of in real time.
Mm-hmm.
As students are reading the homework, reading the feedback and responding to it, I'd quite like to sort of sit down beside students and get them to kind of talk through how they understand the feedback. And
mm-hmm.
so I think more research is needed on mm-hmm. how students feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, Grademark is not that user-friendly in terms of processing the feedback.
Uh-huh.
Because our students, well, they can see the feedback on screen. If they want to edit a draft on the basis of that feedback, they'll either have to print out the feedback. They can print out the PDF, which produces quite a long document, and then have that feedback beside them as they have their draft on screen, or they're going to have to kind of set up two windows on their PC, one window with the feedback in it and one window with their essay in it. So it would be nice if there were a better way of using the feedback to edit your own work.
Yes.
So, but despite that, I think students are pretty positive about it. Yeah.
Have you ever used the originality report with the students? Do they have access to that?
Yes. So I think one of the big advantages mm-hmm. that it's a kind of, is that turn it in as a one-stop shop
mm-hmm.
for both checking originality mm-hmm. and producing and receiving
mm-hmm.
feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, we set it up so that students upload their essays, they can see their originality reports. In the past, we have allowed them to resubmit.
Mm-hmm.
So if they are concerned about plagiarism, mm-hmm. then they would have the opportunity to take some action and resubmit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There are a few kind of technical issues around doing that, but definitely on the pre-sessional program, we're committed to the idea of students seeing their mm-hmm. own originality mm-hmm. reports mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. using those to kind of get a better idea of what's
yes.
acceptable and what's not acceptable.
Yes. Now, I think it's very important to clarify what these pre-sessional students do. Who are these students?
Well, these are international students who do an intensive course for anything between 6 and 40 weeks mm-hmm. before they start their degree program.
Uh-huh.
So they're doing 20, 21 hours of classroom contact plus possibly the same amount of homework.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not doing anything else. They might possibly be doing a part-time job, but they're not studying
yes.
anything else.
Yes.
And they do this before they start their degree programme. So we have lots of students in the summer. Last summer we had about 750 students.
Yes.
Mainly from China or other Far Eastern countries.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of the course is that it will help them improve their English language level, bring them up to a level which is adequate for study on a degree programme, and also to help them develop their academic mm-hmm. skills. So we're working on things like
mm-hmm.
avoiding plagiarism,
yes.
incorporating references to other sources in your writing,
yes.
listening and note-taking, library skills, using the library, that mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Jonathan. This has been a really interesting interview. And, I look forward to hearing more as we progress with the electronic management of assessment.
It's a pleasure.
Okay.